Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I'm in the honor of coaching. The more honored to teach you is to build balance.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Bloods Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street racers from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's another Thursday. It's sunny outside. The weather is just about right. And this is the Clocked Off Grudge Street Talk Radio Show. And I am your host, Big Sham. Once again, y'all, I'm running late. Coming from the shop. Everybody trying to get beautified. I'm running. I'm trying to hurry up and get to this board. But I'm on my way. I should be walking in 1 second. But, man, the weather is here, y'all. And this is Blast Out Thursday. Somebody gave me that name, said Blast Out Thursday. But nonetheless, it's warm, y'all. It's that time. And, man, it's here. The time is here. And, I wanted to, I went to Long Island Joe and Larry T's show in Maryland this past weekend, and let me just say, I had a ball on top of a ball. It was a great facility, and the brothers was real, real cool, and I had a ball. I really did have a ball. And we always talk about, some unification. And when I say unification, I mean when we go somewhere and all of us, well, Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, Indiana, so forth and so on, in that little primary area, for us to be together. Now, I went down there for Sunday's race. First of all, let me say this. I know everybody heard about it, about that brother Lamont in a duster. You know, he got killed in a car accident. And I just want to, I know they've been talking about it, but I was there. And I want to just say, man, my prayers go out to his family. And, I think that's got to be the worst thing that, I mean, we're not talking about getting hurt. We're talking about losing your life. And that's got to be the worst thing that could ever happen at a racetrack. And, you know, he was doing what he loved. His wife, she said, look, y'all go on with the show, because they was going to cancel the show. And she was like, man, don't do it. Larry T told me when he came back, and he was like, man, his wife said, go on with the show, because he was doing what he loved, and he wouldn't want y'all to stop the show. And I just wanted to say that, you know, just for his family, man, everybody, you know, hope y'all pray for that family. And it turned out to be a great day. But I was talking about unification. And Lil Tony. Lil Tony was down there, and when I walked up, he didn't even anticipate me, you know, being there. And it was him and another guy, Street Team from Detroit, that was there. Now, he say they was gangbanging. He always at Tony's throat. Now, Tony always, you know, he always got something real slick to say to me, too. He'll say, yeah, Shannon, what you got? I think, I'm looking to try something with you, too. But I say all that to say, when I was down there with him, now I don't know, me and Tony, we real cool, you know, we built a relationship where we are pretty cool, and the man, when I first got there, Long Island Joe, I got to tell y'all about them people up there too. Anyway, Long Island Joe came up to me and was like, yeah, Lil Tony came over here and looked at the car and said, you know, he might want to try something with the car. And he got to talking with Hurricane Drew with his Corvette. You know, he trailered the car all the way from New York down there. It's got a roll cage in it with a supercharger, and it's fussing and so forth and so on. And I say, you know, I get out of my car and I say, yeah, what's up, Joe? He say, yeah, let's lock this in right now. He pulls up. How much you want to do it for, Drew? Well, I don't, you know, let's do it for like $1,000, $1,500, something. Oh, well, let me lock this in with Big Sham. Sham, you can hold this money. I'm going to give you the money right now. He give me $200. Oh, I say, okay, well, let me, I hadn't seen Tony. Let me go over here and, you know, tell Tony I want to lock in with him. I walk up, Sham, what's up? I'm like, man, these people over here say you was over there looking at their car. They trying to lock in. And I locked they fuck ass in. I'm talking mess. He say, well, whatever you say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not paying no lock. I'm not paying no punk out. If you said it, then I'm going to do it. I say, oh, now you didn't gave me too much. That's like turn. I always tease my brother. And I say, man, y'all just don't turn. I'm going to be a wild dog. Don't turn me loose. Because I'm going to go crazy. And that's just what he did. Now, normally, I'm kind of laid back. I don't really do a whole lot. But this day, I was wild. I'm just all over the place trying to get people to race. And them people down there, man, I just can't say enough. Them people trying to put back half cars in and twin turbo cars on a Cadillac that the man drove all the way from Detroit to Virginia first and whooped on folks down there in Virginia, then went to Maryland and whooped on some more folks, but they just was doing way too much, and I was so frustrated. But nonetheless, that unification, it made me feel good, and I just wanted to express it because it was just us three from the immediate, you know, Midwest, and I could see that. I could see how we talk about being together when we go somewhere, not just down south, but, man, you go up there, we supposed to be together. And I really just wanted to shout them out to say, man, I appreciate you for turning me loose like that. But we had a ball. Wait a minute. I'm at home, y'all, now. Hold on one second. Tony, is that you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, Tone?
What's happening, Sham? What's happening, Junior?
What's going on,
everybody?
Man, I'm good, brother. I was just giving them a little synopsis of what was going on down there in Maryland when we was down there at Larry T. and Long Island Joe race down there. And I just wanted to shout you out, man, and just say, man, that's what's up. That was, although you be drawing on me, and I don't forget nobody that draw on me. But,
hey,
you know, I felt good down there, man. Just, man, it really felt good that we was together. And, you know, it was, man, really, it was us against all them people. So I just wanted to shout you out and say, man, that was what's up.
I'm not even here.
You breaking up, Tom.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You's breaking
you
up, though. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I say, like I told you, I wasn't leaving there without putting in some work. I say, we told these guys we support. I say, support mean more than showing up. We got to show out. And, you know, we was able to get hold of one of them. So I had a real good time, man. I had a real good time, and I'm glad you did, too.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun.
My man, out of Jersey, you know, laid it out for me, man. And, you know, we ain't need for nothing the whole time we was there. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I could shout all them brothers out. Man, I even had I was in the VIP. He had a little VIP area for us. And I was in a room with a whole bunch of folks. It was like, man, it was me and my brother, and everybody else in the room was from somewhere else. So we sitting there, and these brothers were talking. You know, we was talking about the race or whatever, and one of the brothers said, hey, where you from, bro? And I was like, man, I'm from Chicago. Man, the whole room shut down. Everybody turned around. I was like, oh, wait a minute. What's going on? They was like, this one dude, man, tall, big, black, ugly boy, say, hey, tell Donye he can't keep ducking me. Now, I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I'm on the defense. Now, I'm like, hold on. Who you? What? Donye ducking you? Now, I'm talking real greasy now. I'm going back and forth. I say, wait a minute. Then another one, he jumps up and say, hey, man, tell Donye that he lied to me. He was supposed to be up here, man. He can't keep ducking me. I say, what? He ducking you too? Hold on, man. Let me get Donye on the line. Now, I didn't know who these boys were. As the conversation goes on, it's Big Chris. I was teasing when I called him ugly, y'all. Don't y'all go back and say I told him, oh, he was ugly. Chris with Candy Crusher and Goldie with that gold Malibu. They from Augusta, Georgia. They was talking real greasy. So I got Donye on the line, and I said, Donye, these people down here gangbanging with me, man. I had to come to your defense. But nonetheless, we just had a good time, y'all, and I just wanted to express, man, Long Island Joe and Larry T, y'all doing y'all thing, man, and y'all keep up the good work. And hopefully I'll see y'all, Lord's will, next Saturday. It's going to be a great show, y'all. June 7th is myself and Bruce Leroy. Man, we trying to put a thriller in Manila for these street and streetable cars. Y'all come down and support and have a good time with us. Let me go through my initial announcements like I always do. What is this? This weekend coming up is Saturday. It's Terry. He having Bad Blood, the name of it. I know they having a Nitrous Small Block Shootout. Excuse me. It's supposed to be a lot of grudge racing going on, and that's at the Grove. Y'all need to be there Saturday. I think the gates open at 9 o'clock, I want to say, 9 or 10 o'clock, I'm assuming. But that's going to be – it should be a pretty good race. That should be a great race for y'all to go to Saturday. June 7th, once again, Big Sham, myself, and Bruce Leroy, the Thriller – in Manila. The Warriors will come out and play. Everybody is invited. Come out and have a good time with us. It should be a lot of grudge races that day. All these lock-in kings and queens, for that matter, they locking in. They should be the people. I call them professional lock-in people. But they did lock in. Hopefully they should be getting down. But I know it's going to be a lot of people there that, you know, we're going to have to force their hand to race. Brother Vaz, June 28th, Albany, Georgia. Him and Bobby Wildchild. Let's see, where am I going? Beers, July the 19th. Onondaga, Michigan. That's going to be the North versus the South once again. That's going to be a good race. I'm going off the top of my head, y'all. Donye, August the 2nd at Cordova. Big Drag, August the 3rd at Byron. August 9th, Peso and Wayne at Milan. Mark those dates down, y'all. It's those are my upcoming dates. I didn't have a topic today. I didn't really have time to do a topic. I always got something to talk about pretty much, but my topic was, let's see, is drag racing personal, just business, a show, or all of the above? Now, when I say this, I said because some people, you know, now y'all have to be mindful. We on this radio show, there are people on the line, and not just on radio shows, but that's out there at these events and so forth and so on, that they don't know what's going on. They come in for a race. They have no clue. And I say that because this past weekend, my brother, He ain't never been to no racetrack. Now, he been on the street with me before, but he never really been to a actual racetrack and an actual event where it's always there's something always going on. So when people get to arguing and talking and so forth and so on, he like, man, are they about to fight? And I'm like, no, they not fighting. They just talking. They doing what they do. That's just a part of the game. Now, I say that. Well, wait a minute. Let me give y'all a chance to talk about that. I'm going to give y'all a chance to answer that question, but I'll give y'all my little tidbit later. 708-0992, your mic is open.
What's up, Sam?
Biz. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to learn these numbers just yet. What's up, Biz?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. Just chilling. You need some Popeye's chicken. What's up, Tony?
Popeye's chicken. Wait, you know what? Hold on. Tony dropped. Wait, he dropped off the line. Yeah, he dropped. Mm-hmm. He dropped off. 3-1-2-3. Yeah, he dropped. He dropped off. He probably had called back in a second, but he dropped off.
What's going on, Sam?
Man, everything peaceful, man. I'm just trying to get one more Thursday in, man, as we go. I had a good time down there.
I'm glad it's coming up for you. I'm glad the weather is turning around so you can get some good weather out there.
Yeah, it's finally, you know, trying to shift for us up here. So hopefully we have to talk things into existence. It's gonna be a great day. It's gonna be a good weekend. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we
got a question though.
Okay, I'm listening.
Who,
we listening. Everybody listening.
Who is your lock kings and queens?
Who is my lock in kings and queens? It's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. It ain't no in particular person. It's just, you know, people they like to lock in, and you have to, bro.
They like to lock in and don't race, or lock in and race.
Okay, so race live from the. For defense. Hey, I'm getting a text. Do you want to do it? Can you do it for me? What the gazillionaire? You need to chime in and do it for me. Go ahead. somebody texted me, but no. When I say that, I just say, you know, people. It ain't even got to do with whether or not you race or not. It's just, you know, me personally. This is just me. I don't particularly care to lock in with nobody. It's not my thing. If I go to a race and I want to try you, then I'm going to try you. If not, then I'm just, you know, I ain't. But locking in, I ain't never really been interested in doing that. But I said that because there's some people that lock in. The first thing they say is lock in all the time. And some race, some don't race. But I wasn't talking about anybody particular. So I must have hit a nerve with you. You trying to call somebody's name out?
No. I just like to get clarification.
Oh, okay. No, I wasn't talking about anybody in particular. I was just talking about in general the people that they like to lock in. Everybody, all this lock in and, you know, so forth and so on. That I wasn't talking about anybody in particular.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go sit back and enjoy the show and give my input or say something.
Answer my question first. Did you hear the topic? I got a lot of callers on here. I don't know if you heard my topic. My topic is grudge street racing. Personal?
Street racing?
Okay, let me clarify what I'm saying. In my mind, what we doing, we are street racing at the racetrack.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. I'm talking about when you grudge. That's the new word for it is grudge. But in my mind, it's street racing, but it's just changed over to going to the track and doing it.
Okay.
So I say when you grudge street racing, is it personal? Is it business, a show, or all of the above?
All of the above.
All of the above? What make it personal? Before you answer that, Biz, I say this. And when I say personal, it's like somebody made mention of too many groups of people that's together, and they kill all of the action amongst ourselves. And I say this, we talked about this before, about racing your friend. If you're racing somebody for money, that makes it personal. Somebody said that. It makes it personal. But back in the day, I always make reference to back in the day. I know people for certain that used to come and get their car worked on by my brother, which is Sherman. They used to come get their car worked on and still try to race them. So it never was, like, really personal. I mean, and I say when as far as being in business, it's a race. It's just we racing. We trying to beat each other for the little money that we racing for. Now, all this big money, that's something totally different. No. It's something different with all that. I'm trying to talk to y'all and people texting me at the same time. But and as far as it being a show, I made reference to, like, when I was down there and somebody get to talking and get over here on South Chicago. I'm gonna whoop your ass. Okay, now somebody might take that out of context and say, oh, they about to go on South Chicago and fight. But it's a show.
That's somebody that don't know grudge lingo.
Okay, but I'm saying we have to explain this to these people. Well, now, because it's different now. It started in the street, but we have all kinds of people listening in on these shows and that are actually coming to the track and seeing what we do, and they don't know. So I'm trying to explain, not just me, but I want everybody to give
a technical. That's a little technical, because when I see GQ racing at the track, I'm going up in them. Now, homosexuality? No. There's some people just going to have to need to get educated on grudge lingo, just like, you know, with words that we use on the street, you know. Man, that's so clean, you know. They're going to have to educate themselves. They're going to have to educate themselves or... You know, but at the same time, I think it's all of the above, because some things gonna be personal. Some people in grudge racing you just don't like. I got some people in grudge that don't like me.
I don't mean to cut you off, but let me go there for a second. Now, somebody that don't, I mean, that's strong, not to like somebody. But, I mean, I speak for myself. It was some people, I ain't going to say that I didn't particularly like them, but I ain't like their personality. And some of them, I still don't really particularly care for their personality. But once I had a conversation with them, it was totally different. You don't even know these people. You just going off of what you heard or what you think you see. Until you talk to somebody personally, you can't say whether or not you like them or you don't like them. But I want to, you know, try to change the way we think in some of these instances. Not just you, but myself too, because I know I'm learning a lot as we go along in this thing.
What's that movie dude was eating that banana? Didn't know nothing about him. Eating that banana and said, I'm going to drop a dime on that.
That's Belly. Was it Belly?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
He didn't know that man from a can of paint, but he didn't like him. He gonna drop a dime on. That's just our nature. That's just how we.
That was different though. No, he was cutting out some of his money. That's why he dropped the dime, because he was cutting into his money. But I ain't talking about that. I'm just talking about people. They just don't like you just because, and they don't even know you. They really don't particularly know you. But nonetheless, I guess that makes it personal. You saying in a sort of sense, it's personal. I don't like you, but I have to know you not to like you. I'm just going off of what I see or what I hear, not necessarily talking to you personally. But nonetheless, think it's all above. Okay. Well, let me go into these calls. You didn't call that boy out. I'm quite sure he might be on this line. I know he heard you. He's going to say something in a minute. I'm going to open up these lines. 708. 6369. Your mic is open. Hello. 708-6369. Your mic is open. That's what Bill is trying to say. Really? Okay. I'm going to go back. Raylo, your mic is open.
Hey, Big Sham. Good evening, man.
What's going on, Brother Raylo? How you feel?
I feel pretty good, man. I just want to give a shout-out to Lamont and his family.
Yeah.
Tragic accident.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lean on it too long. Just want to let some guys know, man, you just got to get safe out here, man. As safe as you can, you know, with these cops. And I got a chance to meet the brother, man. I've been knowing him for years, man. You know, I don't see him all the time, but when I go to Englishtown, New Jersey, years ago, I see him all the time, man. He's a cool
dude, they
rape
him. That's their track. That's what they. That's what a lot of those guys.
That's his home there. That was his home track, Englishtown. Yeah, man, but, you know, when I know you had a ball down there. When you go down there, man, them East Coast dudes, they so friendly, man. It's a lot of fun. I know you had a good time. Yeah, man. And the topic you get there, my opinion, real fast, and I'm going to let you move on. It's all kind of guys, guys that, you know, take it as a business, take it as a show, just racing somebody, just to say they race somebody or flapping off at the mouth or and so on. You know, you get everybody take a look at it a different way. Like, when I was grudge racing, I looked at it as a business. What's tonight? Thursday night? If I was grudge racing, I'd be trying to get somebody at the Grove tonight. I won't be on your show.
Right.
I'm trying to race, I'd be trying to tell them, let's go to the Grove and get out. So I looked at it as a business. But, yeah, some people look at it, want to be in front of a crowd and showing out in front of people or the other thing that you said, you know, what you say, a business or is it a show or is it
personal, a business, or a show? When I said a show, I was like, you know how, like Skin and not just him, but just you know they actually they putting on the show. You know they clowning, they talking mess. You know as far as the show, opposed to you know somebody really understanding, like Bill said, what is really happening. They are really trying to talk you out of something or make you do something stupid or really clowning, you know, so it's actually a show too. But I just put that, I put that in there. I put that in the mix as in the question.
And I want to let you know this too. I really believe your show, since these shows started, and mainly your show here in Chicago, I think it's helping the grudge racing scene. It's helping it out. It's giving guys a reality check about what's going on. I think the show is really cool, man. It's cool.
Well, man, I'm trying, and I appreciate that, Raylo. I can't do it without y'all. Yeah. I always get some type of feedback that I know myself personally that changes. It has, in a sense, changed the way I look at some of the stuff that you know that goes on. And, I mean, I think that's really what it's about, trying to give you another mindset on some of the things that said or what's done or how you actually was thinking about, you know, how it's supposed to go. And just getting another person's opinion, it goes a long way. And I think that really goes what I was saying on the show.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to mute my mic and just lay around and listen, though. I'll get it on.
Okay, for sure. And, man, somebody just texted me. I know I couldn't have forgot that. July 26th, the Midwest Grudge Nationals. Lil Tony and the Motor City Mafia and Slouch, they doing a hell of a race, a US 131, with a shootout guaranteed $10,000 payout. That is July 26th. Mark your calendars. I thought I said that. I couldn't have said it because they just texted me. But nonetheless, it's going to be nah, y'all know that's going to be an awesome show too. Okay, let me keep going, y'all. 708-0993. Your mic is open.
It's Vaz. What up, Big Sham?
What's going on, Vaz?
Oh, chilling out, man. What you got going on, buddy?
Man, same soup, just warmed over, man. It's another Thursday. Actually, I wasn't really trying to do no topic, but I thought I should say something about, well, I made that up. Somebody was talking to me about just certain things, you know, that, you know, we have people on this line sometime and people out at the track that they don't even really understand what's happening and what's going on. And that's what made me pose the question as far as racing being a show or personal or just business. I mean, and can I mean, as far as racing, getting back to the roots of what we do. What is this?
Yeah, I mean, some people though, you know, they take it personal. You know what I'm saying? Some people they take it as business wise, you know, but. You know, some people, like I say, Sham, they take it as business wise. Some people take it as personal. Most people take it as fun. Even myself, personally, it's fun to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like a hobby to me. So, you know, I don't let it get personal to me.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's easier said than done. But nonetheless, you know, Bill said it earlier, you know, you might not like somebody. Now, in my mind, you know, if you don't like them, then – why race them? Well,
right.
Biz, maybe you can answer that since you said it. Biz, you there?
Well, let me know if it's too loud because I'm in Walmart. But, I mean, you race them because you want to take their money. You want to break them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean,
so
I mean,
that make it even sweeter?
Them, try to break them.
Because you don't like them?
Hell yeah, that make it even sweeter. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, some people. That's how some people gamble. You know, it's all in the gamble. You know,
they just gonna try to rate you because they don't like you no way.
Yeah, they gonna break. They want to break you. They
want
to get you in your pocket. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
people, that's called grudge bet. That's called grudge bet. You know, you think everybody like Tony Bynes? You think everybody like Donye? You know, no.
So if you don't, well, let me pose this question then. If I don't like you, is it more susceptible that if I'm trying to race you that I'm gonna try to race you for a lot of money, or I'm just gonna try to race you and whoop you just to say that I whooped you?
Nah, it's gonna be a money issue.
Yeah, it all depends on that person's money situation too. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes people, I think, this just my personal opinion, that if you try to, not in all instances, but some, if you're trying to really outbet the person, then you really don't want to race them.
Yeah.
Somebody
can
say,
you know,
I ain't saying that, you know, you're not betting what you want to bet, but I'm saying, I don't even want to go there with it either.
But you know, yeah. But see, when you said that, just take for example, Vaz crew. I mean, if he had with his whole crew, why the hell are he gonna go down the track for $500? His crew gonna want to bet, gonna put up a pot. So
right.
You know, some people think that's trying to buy a race, and it's not. It's just that that's his crew, and they gonna put in the pot, and the pot gonna get kind of hot. So, you know, every situation is different.
Yeah, now, you know, you said something because I ain't going to start that. Because them people down there, Goldie, I said your name. He was talking about people buying races. I was like, what? He said, and tell them don't be like somebody else that's trying to buy a race. I'm like, oh,
hey,
who you talking about?
Goldie,
he started calling names.
Goldie. Hey, man, Goldie don't want none of Donye.
I said all. Okay.
You
don't want no problems with Donye.
Yeah.
Please.
And another reason, like, but that them people with them fast cars that we be knowing, they pots be so high because everybody want to get in and bet, so that just make the pot even higher. You know what I'm saying? Don't be just them sometimes.
Yeah.
But it'll be other people that know him like that. He's finna run over them. So let me put my money in with yours. So by the time you ante up the pot, it's at 10,000. You know what I'm saying? From 20 people, 10 same people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they be looking at it like, well, I can't bet everybody money, but I can bet majority of, you know?
Well, yeah. I'm saying sometimes you don't have all them people, and from the word go, they tell you, yeah, you got to bet 5,000, but I, you know, all I bet is 1,500. So how I'm going, how I'm going to bet that? Come on and take this 1,500 or this 2,000 that I'm about to come up with. No, I ain't racing you for that. Now I can see $500 opposed to $1,500, but I'm saying 2,000. Yeah, 2,000.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you, you know, race for the 2,000? That's and when somebody say 5,000 or they say 10,000, they ain't really trying to race you. No way. That's just my, you know, what I got.
You know what? No, no,
that might not be true.
That
might
not
be true
because that's because Cold Killer, that's all he want to run for is 10, one on 10. And we can't say he ain't trying to go because he trying to go. He's serious when he say one on 10. And he ain't trying to buy the rest.
And that showed the name he said, too. He called it. He called it. I said, well, who are you talking about? He was like, I don't want to call nobody's name at first till I put the cables on him. I'm like, man, you scared? Yeah. He was like, no, I ain't scared. I said, Cold Killer. Tell him don't be like Cold Killer. Oh, man, I said, wait a minute. So I had to get him on the line so he could just, man, he can plow into them people himself. But nonetheless, they were some real cool brothers. Let me keep going, y'all. 773-4309. Your mic is open. Hello. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
That's be Will.
Yeah, that is Will. Will, you there? Will doing something else. Okay, now I'll go back to Will. Wait a minute. 312-0684. Your mic is open. Hello, 312-0684. What? Hey, what's up, Brother Larry? What's happening?
Big Sam.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, Brother Larry. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing real good, Sam. I wanted to comment on what Relo said, man. You ain't trying to do it, man. You're doing it, man. I love your show, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man.
I like that. I like the way you're handling the show. And I just wanted to come in and say hello to everybody on the show and find out what the topic was. I got in a little bit late, Sam.
You know what? I my topic is grudge racing, grudge street racing. Is it personal? Is it just business or a show or all of the above?
Business, personal, or show? I think it's more so of a. I don't think it's personal. I don't think no drag racing should be personal. I think it's business and a show. That's what I think.
Okay.
You know, I don't feel like drag racing should be personal at all. You know, because it's all in fun.
Right.
You know, when it gets to a point where it gets to be personal, then it take it out of context of what the whole purpose is about, you know. So, and that's what I think about a champ.
Okay.
You know, because to me, the street racing is the root of drag racing, because just about everybody that races came from the streets. You know, I think that's where it's all started at, from the streets. I know back in my era of time, I know that's where it started at.
Yeah.
You know, and I still see the same trend, you know. So I think it's a show, and it's not personal. And I think it's business.
You
know, because
be.
Most time when you find the guys that want the street racers want to run each other, yeah, it's all about competing. I want to whoop this guy.
Right.
You know, and so far and so on, you know. So, That's what I feel about.
Yeah. When I say a show, I've gotten calls and texts about certain things, people saying stuff on the show that can be taken out of context, and I wanted to put it in the air. It's a show. It don't take this personal. Don't take it, even the people that's saying it, you have to be conscious sometimes of what you saying and who you saying it to, because sometimes, the people, okay, I go back to the people, you don't like this person or this other person and got into it before, or we are dealing with people that's in the street. So, therefore, some of the stuff that's said, it all has to be related back to the grudge part of this, what we doing, and keep it racing. It ain't personal. This is just my opinion. If you keep it racing, then it should, it's kind of hard, though, because just so people signify, if you open the door, then you need to just, man, anything is subject to be talked about. Anything is, I know people, they don't like to be called a bitch. Now, I'm not even going to say I'm particularly fond of it myself, but you gotta have tough skin in this game. This ain't nothing, you got to keep your mind focused on what the whole thing is about. And it's about grudge racing, trying to trick you into doing something you really didn't want to do in the first place, or trying to get somebody to do what you want them to do. And you got to, any tactic that they can use, they going to try to pull it with you. I was in Maryland this past weekend, and these boys from, what was they from? From D.C., they sent a boy over there to Lil Tony and me and Street Team, talking about, yeah, we got a car for y'all to run. It's an all-motor car. Oh, my God, what kind of car is this car? I can't call the name of it off the top of my head. But nonetheless, supposed to be a motor car. They're going to drive here. Man, the people drove the car there, man. The car was twin turbo, big dumb turbos on there, and they was changing the tires, putting front runners on the front, slicks on the back. And we was like, wait a minute, this ain't the right car, blah, blah, blah. And the boy, whoever the negotiator was, he came, he was like, man, y'all listen to this boy, he light-skinned, they lie. You don't listen to no light-skinned person because they lie a lot. So they went and got, what's the boy, Pro Stock Joe, he come over there, you know what he going to do, he going in, oh, I'm going to make it happen. So he on the camera, he talking, blah, 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 and he turned around to me and he flashed the camera on me and was like, you light-skinned bitches, you know y'all, what you got to say, bitch? And I kind of like froze a little bit, like, what? I ain't say nothing. I was just like, okay, you trying to, anything could be said. Now, I was talking a lot of mess, I ain't going to lie. But I really wasn't talking to him. I was going around talking to different folks. But nonetheless, once you open the door, you got to be able to take whatever is said. But some people, they don't know what's really going on. And I'm trying to, well, like Bill say, you got to get educated when you get to getting in this game. Now, that's for people that's in the game. But I'm talking about people that's spectating, watching. I'm talking about those folks. But nonetheless.
Yeah, you use the words. Jam, you used some words that you got to watch what you say. You said that personal is not supposed to be personal.
When people signify BS, they will say something personal to get up under your skin. I mean, it can go, signifying can go, they can say something real personal. But you still have to keep your wits about you and understand how to deal with that if you open the door. That's
make
what I'm saying.
Make my spit red. Make my spit red. Make my spit red. My back ain't dirty. My hair intact. Make my spit red. If you like what I'm saying, make my spit red.
Yeah, but see, but when you say that, now is you and well, I'm just saying you're going to the next level. Now you going to the next level with it. I ain't trying to go physical and none of that. I ain't even trying to tell nobody come whoop my ass because, see, I'm not really, let's say, I'm not really trying to entertain being physical with anybody because ain't no turning back when I go physical. So, therefore, I'm even not going to let you go. I'm almost 50 years old. I ain't really interested in doing that. But people will say that and then take it out of context. You know, now it's, they say that all the time. But I'm not interested in doing that. Now, you say the same thing, but you got to have tough skin. I guess the number one thing, you got to have tough skin. Ain't no telling what somebody going to say. Let me go to this next one. 773-74.
Hey, Sham, before you go to the next person, Sham, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have to have tough skin in the drag race?
I think so.
I don't think so. Because
you don't think so?
I respect every, you know why, right. You know why, Sam? Because I respect every man. You know, I respect from the smallest to the tallest, man. And the reason
Larry,
I do that
you,
is
you
because
old
of the simple fact
old
that what you,
guys,
what you put out is what you get back, Sam.
Yeah, you do. You do. But I'm saying some that's
you don't need tough skin in the drag race, but you do need tough skin in the grudge race.
That's what he's talking about. He just said another word.
Drag racing, and grudge racing is two different things.
They are, but he in reference to grudge racing.
You need tough skin.
And why you say you do?
Because you might come in the midst of somebody named Shouty.
Hey, but let me tell you this. He not going. Well, I'm not saying. In most case scenarios.
You don't need tough skin to race free love? You don't need tough skin to race free love?
Yeah, yeah. I say in most, not all, but most case scenarios, he not, you said skin, he not going to say nothing. He will, but I'm talking about in most case scenarios, somebody might say something. You could say boo to him, and if you say something to him, he just is nonstop. It ain't going. You'll never live it down. He going all the way in with you. You can't open no door with him because if you do, he gonna close it. He gonna stay in the room with you the whole time and be on your back. He just not gonna stop. It's just that's just him. Three love. He has no scruples whatsoever. He don't care who he talking to. Now I've never known him just to be he'll say something to you, but I'm just talking about all out. If you open up a door, he gonna go all in too. But I think you gotta I guess you do, yeah, because they might say something to you. They just want to say something to you.
Cam. I want to race 200 on 1,000. Okay, you agree? Okay, let's go race.
Huh?
No, that was a joke.
Oh.
Go to the next call.
Oh, no, I was trying to figure out. You lost me.
Okay. Does this happen? Champ, let's race 200 on the 1,000, and you agree, and then you go up to the line, then you race. Does that happen?
It can. Maybe very seldom, but I guess it could happen. It could. It's always going to be something in between. Is that what you're trying to say?
And it don't happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Never happened in
New York. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to the next caller. 773-7469. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Sam? This Money with the Trans Am Board.
What's going on, Money?
Nothing much. I'm listening to your show, man, and I just want to say a lot of times it is not personal. It's about building your car and being competitive. Now, to be honest, let's look back. You get a lot of guys that are talk and whoop and get loud. Me, personally, I'm one of them. I get loud with you if you get loud with me. But as far as that, calling people out of their name, you know who to do that with.
Now, I've been knowing you for some years. Have I ever once called you out of your name?
I don't remember if you did or you didn't, but.
Right. And the deal is, you know who to do that with to get up under people's skin.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when you said, is it personal or is it for a show, I think it's for a show. I don't ever think it's personal because if you think about it, when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, it's all about gambling. If you could afford to race for $10,000 and risk losing it, you're going to do it. If you could only afford to race for $500, you're going to do it. But when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, the only thing we're going to do, just like when we leave the track, we go right down 41. A majority of us will stop at that McDonald's. We'll hold a conversation. We'll talk. If we see somebody that's stranded or need help, 80% of us is going to pull over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to help this person. It's
right.
All about the respect thing. Now,
right.
We get a lot of people that talk, like I say, me, myself, me and Terrell and Hootie. We was all on YouTube last year talking and whooping at each other, so forth and so on. But you know what? At the end of the day, I spoke to Hootie and I spoke to Terrell. We don't have a problem with each other. It's about promoting your camp, promoting your, who you run with. Terrell and Hootie, they promoting the East Side Strength. I'm promoting the Chi-Town Bandit. You got people that's promoting GQ Racing. When it's all said and done, we're going to do what we did at Raylo's function. We're all going to get together. We're all going to break bread. We're all going to talk to each other out of respect because this isn't for, I want to say, 80% of us. This ain't what we doing to make the mortgage. This ain't what we doing to pay for your child care. This ain't what you doing to put grits on your table. This is fun.
Right.
Plain and
yeah.
simple. This is, because to be honest, if this is what you was doing to make money to pay your bills, you wouldn't be doing it at drag races. You'd get your bracket card, you'd be getting into these events and try to make some big money instead of hoping you can make a couple hundred dollars on the side doing this. You would set your car up. Now, Brother Raylo was on there. I remember when Raylo used to come out when I was younger. He'd come out with a whole crew. When I tell you he had a crew, he had sons, he had brothers, he had friends, he had women. They all had a job, and they all came out there with the precision of getting that money. They didn't fuss, they didn't cuss, they wasn't whooping and all that stuff. They came out there, if you wanted to raise, y'all locked in, y'all got a raise going. That was it. And like you said, we as a crew, if we come in the race, if we got a car there, then we race. But all this, when you got to cuss out a person and holler and tell them to lock in when you know they don't got a car there, that's just for your ego to make yourself look big in front of the crowd. Us, we ain't never locked in, except for this race that we got coming up on the 7th. Before then, we didn't lock in. If you told us you was going to race us, you was going to race us on the 7th, we told you we had a car there on the 7th, we brought a car and we got down. Plain and simple.
Oh, okay.
A lot of these guys holler the word lock in. They holler the word lock in to make themselves look big amongst the crowd. Grudge racers is just that. They grudge racing. It ain't got nothing to do with being personal. It ain't got nothing to do with I don't like you, I don't like this guy. Because to be honest with you, Sham, if I don't like you and then I race you, let's just say I don't like you and I race you and you got my ass. That's going to make me hate you more because now I didn't like you in the beginning. Now you just took money out of my pocket. And the average person, when they win, they talk shit. And then folks want to argue and fight. It ain't about that. Drag racing is about having fun. Drag racing is about showing off your product. Your product is your car. Now, if you get out there and make a few dollars, that's fine. But you aren't going to bet your mortgage. You know, drag racing is the only bet that you got that's a 50-50 deal. You can't go on a boat and get no 50-50 odds. You can't go to Vegas and get no 50-50 odds. Drag racing is 50-50 odds. You got 50% chance you can win or 50% chance you can lose.
Okay.
And ain't nobody going to go out there and bet the farm on a 50-50
right.
chance.
Okay, well, man, let me hold the line, Money. I'm gonna keep going. I got a lot of hands up. Let me keep going.
All right,
773-7115. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Sham? Biz and
What's
everybody
happening?
Else.
What up, kid?
What's up, kid?
Yeah, nothing much. I was just calling in to show support, man. I'm going back on mute. I'm gonna be
okay.
Listening.
I appreciate. It. I'm gonna leave you on. Just you want to come back in? Come on in.
One second before you go, Biz.
Okay.
When you find out what it is, what about Cole killing what's his name, Tony Wright?
They're not running. Chris Toot had a gallbladder surgery.
Oh, okay then. All right, I'm going on mute.
Okay, all right, kid. 312-5187. Your mic is open.
Yo yo yo.
What's happening? Who
yo
there?
Yo yo.
Terrio.
Terrio, Chicken Man, what's happening, man?
What's
happening?
Going on, brother? How you feel?
You know I'm good, man. You know I'm good. Good to listen to y'all and everything every Thursday. Y'all get me hyped on this Thursday shit now. Close the restaurant and want to listen to y'all and shoot the breeze a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Now, going to the topic of your question. Man, it's all hey, about.
Down on your ass,
when,
I'm gone.
What's that?
Down on
you,
your ass,
you there you go. Look here. This is what it's all about.
Joe said, why you
in,
ain't
in
oh.
my world.
Hold on.
Wait, what did he say?
Hold on. Let me get him on right quick before you get started, Terrio. I think this is hold on, Terrio, 1 second. This is Long Island Joe, I think.
All right.
Joe, is that you?
He said what's going on, Jeff?
What's up, Joe? How you feel?
Can't complain.
Man, I'm sorry. I don't know these numbers. I'm sitting here looking. You was on my he just texted me. But what you got going, man? I appreciate you, man, all the hospitality. And y'all looked out for us down there, man. We had a ball.
Oh, good. I plan on coming down. I'm probably going to be I know we're definitely coming down with a couple cars, so
okay.
We're definitely coming. And,
oh, well, that's what's up.
I'll be planning on running your van right away. Phil want to run alleyway boys right out the gate, so.
Okay.
We want to run him right away. First,
okay.
Yeah, first round. Whether it be a flag man, whether it be the lights, whatever way.
Okay.
You want to run him first. And then I guess he's going to go on the ground and pound, and then he's going to move on.
Okay. Well, man, y'all was looking good down there. Y'all. Raced. What's the boy name with the Omega?
Bondwell.
Yeah. Phil looked good against him.
Yeah, he did all right. I can't complain. He's doing his thing. He's hanging in there.
But I still don't. Y'all. I don't understand how y'all can pull a car all the way from New York. And it's got a roll cage in it with a supercharger.
It came like that. And we told you we would drive it on the road.
I don't never remember I don't know no vet that's got no supercharger on it nowhere.
It came with a pro charger.
From the factory?
I don't know if it came from the factory.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they made one of them. Did they have a roll cage in it when it came from the factory too?
Nah, now you're looking all underneath
the
That's safety.
Well, nonetheless,
that's safety.
I'm just saying.
That's law.
I'm just
that's
saying.
Just
everybody listening, Lil Tony drove this car from Detroit all the way to Maryland.
Here we go.
And the man didn't want to get him nothing.
That's how you try to get under somebody's skin, trying to say something like that. But it's all right. Like
he didn't
want to
get him nothing.
Look,
I just don't understand that.
You turned around when we were there. You had to put one little piece of that cement, but you didn't put the other foot in.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Joe. Now, y'all said the man didn't have no no factory exhaust on the car. Y'all was all up under the car with y'all regular clothes on, like y'all was working on the car, looking at the numbers on the.
Hold on. Let me let everybody know first of all what happened, so we can get this straight. Okay, Sam. Now don't say nothing. Wait till I finish.
Okay.
When I pulled up, I had jumped out the car. I had ran up to the bathroom. I came back. The guy came back and said, "Man, they came running over there, want to run me." I said, "Who?" They said, "A Cadillac." I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "I don't know. I waited for you." I said, "Lock him in." Now, did I not say that?
Yeah, you
did.
Did
y'all not ask for Ronald?
No.
Yeah, come on.
Hold it, Joe. I'm going to say this.
You think I'm lying? You asked Gunner. Did they come over there?
All I'm saying is what Tony said. He asked. He went over to the boy and asked him, "Do y'all grudge race with this car?" And he said yes. He was like, "Okay." And that was it. He didn't say nothing about racing them.
No, he just asked
to do a grudge race.
Two different stories now.
Okay,
on,
that's
now.
What I'm saying. I wasn't there when that happened, so I'm not going to say if he said it or not.
I'm telling you exactly what happened. That's why I gave you the $200. Said lock it in. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to talk to Lil Tony and what he said. I'm just saying what I know happened. That's why I said when you gave me the money.
Y'all messing up.
No, I said, when you gave me the money, I said, let me go over here and see what Lil Tony, you know, what he going to say. That's what happened. Not with me. That's just with me. But nonetheless,
okay. All
that don't mean, I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
look, if a man come over there and say he want to run, hey, I don't care what I had on my car. If he asked me and he saw it, he guess he ready for me. That's all I look at it.
Okay. I ain't trying to gangbang with you, Long Island Joe. I'm just saying what they said.
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying that, but I'm just saying. But if the man came there and asked you, that means, you know, and we say, yeah, that's all it is. It should be a race.
Well, is Drew coming? Is he coming?
I don't know if he can make the ride. That's the thing with him.
Okay. Well, sooner or later, something's gonna have to happen. Nah, you didn't put it in the air. Something's gonna have to happen. So, I'm gonna make something happen sooner or later. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but it's gonna definitely happen. But like I say, man, I can't wait for y'all to get up here. I had a wonderful time down there. Y'all put on a good show. And, man, June 7th, it's turning into something. It should be pretty good.
So is we locked in, that's what I want to make sure. We locked in with what's his name, the Alleyway Boys? Are we definitely locked in?
I'm not going to say if you locked in with them or not. I know they supposed to be racing you for a rematch. I know that. Ground and Pound say they ain't studying you. That's what they told me for sure. They ain't studying you. And Skin, I know he definitely ain't studying you because he not studying you one bit.
Okay.
So I ain't gonna say that they gonna race you. I'm not saying nothing. I know in my heart.
Oh, they said they gonna race him, Sham. They said they gonna race him.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Oh, the Alleyway Boys said they gonna race him.
Yeah, this vibe. What up, Long Island?
No, I'm talking about who said it. What's
going on now? How's everything?
Jack Ball.
Yeah. Oh, Jack Ball. Yeah. All right.
Oh, so we definitely gonna do it.
That's right.
So are we doing off the trailer, or are we doing how are we
no,
doing?
No, I ain't gonna say all that.
He probably don't do off no trailer.
Yeah, he ain't going off the trailer, Joe.
He gonna race though.
Well, we coming to y'all track, so we coming like, you know, we figured that y'all like y'all do go off the trailer since y'all already know it's y'all track, you know, but we still want to try regardless. He want to race all day long.
All righty then. Well, I say we sure gonna see.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is no lie. You think they're kidding you. If y'all say yeah, if it look like us, we doing it.
I'm just going to say I'm sure they're going to try you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. What is that background noise?
I don't know. It sounded like somebody in the shop. Well, they see. They, okay. Jack know how we sat and everything the same way, and we're going to come back the same way.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking
ain't
for
no
you.
Changes, small carburetor, the whole bit.
Okay. Well, man, we're going to be looking for you, Joe.
All right. I'm going to be looking for y'all.
Well, man, I appreciate you calling. But you got any, what's y'all next thing y'all got going?
I got something going on July 12th in Fayetteville.
Okay.
And July 13th at Thunder Valley in North Carolina.
Okay. Okay. July 12th.
But
and July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, man,
but,
make sure you come back on and let the brothers know what's happening.
All right, but we still we got something going on first of June 7th.
Oh, that's right. You sure, right.
We got to be there.
Well, man, hey, Joe, I appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, I'll see y'all soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care,
now. All right, all right.
Okay, bye.
Terrio.
Yo, yo. That's
go
me,
ahead,
that's
brother.
Me,
I'm sorry,
me.
Man. I had I had to get him
family,
on there. What you know good?
But see, old school. Adapting
right.
to the new school. Old school and adapting to the new school.
That's right.
That's what it's about. See, drag racing in my world, or the way I've been taught and trying to transfer it over to this new school thing, it's never personal. You put any two competitors in a ring, if it's boxing, Mayweather, whoever he fight, and once the Bulls was playing the Pistons or whatever, you're going to talk shit. Talking is the name of the game just to get your blood flowing, man.
That's
but
right.
Back in the day, they didn't take it personal. To the new school guy, you got to know who you talking to, what I had to learn. Because, see, I came out. Once I come to the track, because I always been a street racer, never a track guy, until this lost shit where they take your shit now. Now I'm going to transfer it over to the track.
Right.
But I brought the streets from what I know. Do you remember, and I'm going to get you, sucker, once old boy got out of jail and he had the fish in his shoes and shit, and he thought that was still going on today, and he had to learn to get in the suits and shit. Well, that's what happened to me.
That's right.
I came there talking shit. Motherfuck you, bitch, all that shit. And it's never personal. It don't mean shit. That's just
right.
the way we used to do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
To where the younger guys that then came around, they more laid back. And it's more like, hey, man, you're going to run, you run, and all that there, and go. But they take the shit talking too personal. And that's where it get out of context. To
okay.
where I had to learn, hey, man, this ain't back then. In motherfucking 80 and 90, once we was doing it on 39th and backing out, 59th,
mm-hmm.
South
That's
Chicago,
right.
South Trail, all over, you know that we talk shit. Shit is
right.
the name of the game.
That's
to
right.
where it make it fun. Now, the money part, it ain't a business, but you're going to bet something what you could afford to lose. Some
right.
guys got it a little bit better than other guys.
Mm-hmm.
But we all in the same pot. And once like now, I come from the cut where I used to bet anywhere from $200, $600 race back in the day was a big thing. I know the economy and shit didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
But now they want to run for $1,500 or better.
Right.
Well, considering what you got in the cars, it's all good to run that. To
mm-hmm.
where back in the day, man, it wasn't that many. It was crews, but it wasn't, man. It was like, you put your raggedy shit together and you get out there and you trying to win a drag race.
Right.
But
it's
now,
still will, you,
once
you
come
still
to the table
pot.
Now,
everybody will put a little something on
yeah,
the pot, though.
Everybody will put a little something in the pot and it will build up.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in today's standard, it's automatic jump off.
Right, you got to have it.
G-ball is all right. I mean, you got to start that, which I didn't graduate to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But then, it's fun. Once it all boils down to the end of the day, if a motherfucker can't stand to lose, you shouldn't be gambling. It's gambling and fun. To where
right.
the personal part gets involved from the shit talking. Once you talk
right.
too much shit and then the younger guys or the newer ones that think I ain't going to call them younger, but people that got in the drag to drag racing. They didn't got into the part of, man, motherfucker called me that, man. I don't take that shit and all this here. And it turns right. into something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you learn to back off. It ain't even worth it. Because
right.
we all, look at the age of us doing it. God done blessed me. I'm 53 years old doing this shit. Thankful
mm-hmm.
I'm able to still do it. And it's a fun thing. But
right.
it's a show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, shit, do you think anybody going to watch Mayweather or anybody box or clown if it ain't no show shit? Then you want to talk shit because then you want to whoop a motherfucker ass. And at the end of the day, what you just said is what happened. If
right.
me and you drag racing and all of a sudden I saw you stranded, a motherfucker going to pull over and ask you, do you need help or what it's about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, after the event, it's either in my world, the way I've been drag racing for all the years, they come up with that donated shit because once I first came in, I liked the sport. If a motherfucker beat me and I think I can win, I'm going to use Arnold Schwarzenegger's famous words. I'll be back. It's just
right.
that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a fun thing. It's an expensive hobby. Ain't nobody going to race for free. But goddamn, anytime that you can win $1,500 a G-ball doing this bullshit, I understand the fact of the point. It costs damn near $300 to get to the track, man. You buy your
mm-hmm.
nitrous, you buy your gas for your vehicle, you buy
right.
your gas for your motherfucking race car, whatever, street car, whatever the fuck you got. It's $300
mm-hmm.
to even get there. So
right.
if a motherfucker said, let's run for a G, that's automatic. On the streets, we didn't do that, man. We used to run on the streets and have a ball. So
right.
I think that you got a good thing going. I think it's educating a lot of guys if they want to be educated. It was just
right.
like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I came in. Once I came back, which me and Vosh is cool now. But I came at him like, motherfucker. And you know, it was like, man, who is this dude, man? And all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. But
that's
just the way I was. That's just the way I race. That's just
right.
It ain't personal. It's
right.
just, it like hypes you up. It just
exactly.
hypes the shit up. Then
mm-hmm.
the motherfucker get his ass whooped. Like, man, that motherfucker talking all that shit. He got his motherfucking ass. And that's the fun game. That's the fun
right.
part of it. If you can shut a motherfucker up and take his money, you get a motherfucking blow pop. Two
that's
treats
right.
and one. Am I
you
right
sure
or wrong?
Do.
But that's just old school, man. And
that's
then
right.
the thing of it is, everybody just ain't fortunate. Well, like a lot of us, if you look at it, like what you said, you run for $1,000, $1,500, get up on $2,000. That's a good pot. A lot of us, it's just been that. It's just so many where they gather up on the pot to escalate the pot up to that crazy ass number. You know, some
right.
of them got it like that. Some
mm-hmm.
of them got a crew that believe in them. Where they like,
well,
hey man,
I
we
think
got
it was fun back then, Terrio. Right.
It was fun.
It was fun when everybody, you got 100, I got 200, you got 50.
Oh, man. Yeah, we stayed out from 8 o'clock at night to the next motherfucking morning.
That's right.
Talking shit, having a ball, man. I think it's
mm-hmm.
too personal once they take it there. If
right.
if a motherfucker take the sit and find, it ain't nothing but fun and games, man. There ain't no motherfucking, man, we too old to be out here clowning around, jumping around and all that. I had to learn for myself, now that I got my little shorty, I can't be clowning too much like I used to because he looking on to that. And I don't
mm-hmm.
want to bring him into this shit thinking, motherfuck you, motherfucker this, I'm going to do this or do that. So you had to tone it down once his mother's involved, man. But the
right.
bottom
well,
line
when you
is,
get older,
this
you do
shit
a little
is
bit
fun.
Different.
Yeah, once you get older, you get wise and that you just be happy. Man, look, we used to block. Now, how crazy was us? We used to block the motherfucking Skyway off. Go
that's
up there
right.
the wrong goddamn way and stop traffic. Now, how
yo,
stupid.
That's right.
I mean, do you honestly think that we'd do some shit like that today?
Yeah,
I mean,
see,
we would literally stop traffic. I mean, we used to run on narrow-ass 30, man. We used to
mm-hmm.
go where a motherfucking car could come off either side, man.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're younger, you just got that dairy, man.
Right.
The track now is safer. You go to the track, you ain't got to run from the police, man. You know how many times they ran from the fucking police?
Oh,
shit,
yeah.
And I mean,
exactly.
It's all a fun thing, though. I ain't getting off your topic, but if people don't think it's fun, they need not a race, man, because it's not a business. Somebody has said on the mic before me, you're not going to bet your mortgage, you're not going to bet your bills on this shit. So you're going to come out here with the motherfucking change you might fuck around with these girls with and drag race.
That's
and
right.
Have fun doing it. That's our motherfucking culture, man. You know, shit, this thing got out of pocket now, man. I mean, it got out of pocket to where that people too afraid and too many friends don't want to run friends, or that they too afraid to let this shit go. Go, man. You go down the track, have a good time, talk shit, and let's do it again next week. I'm going to mute
right.
and listening to the show now. And that's all it's about, man.
All
and
right,
I'm working Terrio. On this boo to get. I'm working on this boo for ground and pound. Fosh. Oh, y'all. Shit, I'm calling them. Shit, Westside versus Southside. It makes it so bad I stay south. But my restaurant on the west side, so I'm a motherfucking west sider. First south side. Fosh. Ground
okay.
and pound.
Well, hold,
we gonna have
hold
a ball
that line.
That Saturday. I'm on mute, man. I'm on mute.
Okay.
I'm on mute. Later.
708-6369. Your mic is open. Hello. 708-6369. Your mic is open. All right.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Big Sean?
What's up? Who this?
Hey, man, Mr. Lack, man. Just tuning in, man. Just checking in. That's all.
What's going on, Cadillac?
Oh, man, just laying back, listening to the show. I hear
that's
Terrio
right.
talking all that, man.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
looking for you when you get that boo ready.
Ooh,
get that boo
wee.
Ready. You out the back door. You out the back door, Terrio. Yo,
oh,
yo,
my
yo.
you already know it's a beautiful thing. If I
hey,
like
man,
it's
always a beautiful thing when brothers can come together
go,
and have
baby.
Some fun, man.
I know
hey,
that.
I
know
you
that.
Do what you do. I want
that's
you to
right.
do whatever
see,
you do, Terrio.
See, now, that's what makes this shit fun. That's
right.
what makes it fun. It's not personal.
Right.
People
never
make it
personal,
personal, man.
Baby.
When they
never,
never, never. Because at
if
the end of the
personal,
day.
You need to get out the game.
There you go. At the end of the day, if you need some help, you stranded, man, hope. I'm going to take it back a little farther. I don't know if y'all remember. Now, this is where I showed the unity in drag racing. I was racing somebody. I was running Chuck on 59th Street, and my boo flipped over, if any of y'all remember, flipped over on that exit ramp coming up on 63rd. All the shit that was talk, once the car flipped over, everybody ran down there. They didn't know I had got out the car and ran up the side of the ramp. But the unity in drag racing, everybody come down there trying to get me up out the car. So that
mm-hmm.
show you this shit ain't personal. It did
right.
back in the day, man. It's just a fun thing, man.
That's
we just
right.
all big kids. We big kids playing with bigger toys now. That's all.
That's
and
all.
At the end of the day, after we get through Famarga and all that, we're going to be playing again tomorrow. I'm
that's
back
right. Okay. 217-7789. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Big Sham? This is Bruce, man.
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to compliment on your topic and the show. You're doing a good job, man.
Oh, I appreciate it.
All right, hey, I'm calling down. I'm off the west side,
I
and I'm on the drag Big Larry, Leroy, and all them guys, you know, my mentor, you know. I'm standing down here in central Illinois, right, south of
uh-huh.
Champaign.
Okay.
So the topic is on point today because I'm dealing with a track owner. That, you know, it's basically a bracket track, bracket
okay.
race track. They love it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him on the phone talking to Larry. We was trying to convince him to come. I have a picnic coming up on the 21st of June and a race. And I was trying to, you know, incorporate some grudge racing down here.
Okay.
So he tells me, he said, well, man, I don't think you're gonna get a good crowd down here. So I put the question on the website of the track. And got about 85 hits in, you know, with less than an hour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a demand, and people want to see it. But my question is, and to all the brothers that's on the show, you know, what do you do? Because I think he said, well, I've seen it on, you know, at 41. I've seen it, you know, here. He's been on YouTube. And I think he's worried about the element. You know what I'm saying? because mm-hmm. of, like you say, that's the way the feet go. That's what, you know, we brought up. That's how we were doing. You know, that's old school. And then you got, I think he's more concerned about the element than, you know, than what he's seeing on YouTube. And, you know, I don't know. What do you tell a person like that, you know, where, you know, convince him to say, man, I think it's worth a try. Because last week we ran and they had 21 cars, you know, in the pits and 30 people in the stands. You know, like how on a business sense, how wouldn't you want to do this as for revenue? You know what I'm saying? We right off the interstate, you know, down to Charleston, Illinois. The name of the track is Coles County Dragway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how do you convince a person? Because even Larry invited him, Brother Larry invited him to the June 7th event.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we raced every weekend, he can't get away to see it. I said, well, I'm going to take a picture of the stands. I ain't going to even record a race, but I'm going to show you the stands because this is what he needs to keep this track alive. It's a decent track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But dragging them, they're going to come down, you know, they come down on this on my picnic race day, you know, check the track out and see, you know. And he has this issue with this no clock issue. You know, I said, well, these are grudge racers. These are not bracket boys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the clock killed him, you know. So,
right.
You know, so he says, well, you know, maybe we could set a date or something, you know, where they want to come down and, you know, have an event. But I think he's more concerned about the element because if you get on YouTube, you know, you're hearing all the brothers cursing each other out and shit like that. And, you know, it's a different it's a different atmosphere there.
Right.
Honestly, I'm probably the only brother that run down there, and
mm-hmm.
One other brother out of Champaign. So,
yeah, they don't, and that, and you know what? It's funny that you say that because early in the show, that's exactly what I was talking about. I was talking about people that's on the show and that are looking on YouTube or that actually come to a actual grudge race, and they don't have a clue of what
right.
is really going on at you know, that if it's personal, if it's a show, they don't know. All they know is they over there talking mess to each other, and they don't know if
right.
you know what's going on. So that's
explained to them. I said, well, man, I've been to 100 grudge matches, and I've seen one fight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't understand that that's the nature of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do I agree with all of the, you know, the bitches, punks, hoes, and all the shit? You know, like you said, you got to have tough skin, but it don't take all of that to get it on, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and,
without question. Right. If you open the door, though, then you subject to anything. You know, I don't particularly, you know.
Oh, yeah,
You know, Money got on here early from the Trans Am Boys and said, if you got a relationship with somebody, it's kind of different. When you saying something to somebody, you got a relationship with them, opposed to somebody that you have no relationship whatsoever, but you are in this grudge racing thing, and that's what they do. They will say something
mm-hmm.
to you out of trying to make you upset. They trying to make you upset. That's the purpose of them saying something to you.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's the name of the game. They want you to jump.
Right, and
some people
like the guy that you're talking about, they never been in the midst of it, so they don't know what it is. All they know is they seeing something, and they're like, oh no, that, you know, that they such and such this, or they doing that. So that's
right.
a good question. I mean, I think this show is unveiling a little bit of that, where they, you know,
right.
people on here listening
think,
that they would. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I think your topic today, man, is, like I say, educating, you know, somebody that doesn't know, or honestly, what can we do as grudge racers, you know, to kind of, you know, get our shit straight to where, hey, you know, some things may not change. Some things we're not going to change because it takes away from grudge racing. But
mm-hmm.
to get into some of these tracks where these guys, you know, like the track owner said, well, can these guys pass tech? Can these guys do this? Or can these guys do that? He's excited about the possibility of you know, grudge racers coming.
Mm-hmm.
But he's worried about the element, and, you know, and I know what the hell he meant by that. And, he, you know, can these guys pass tech? You know, and all this kind of, you know, like, Jim, I say I think anybody that race has to do, you know, at least pass tech. You know, if you're gonna run, mm-hmm. you know, you run five, something, you gotta have the safety equipment to support that. You know.
Right, and that's what that's what Brother Raylo was talking about earlier too. You know, coming from the street, you ain't, you know, I did, well, I was younger, so I didn't do,
right.
I wasn't thinking about that at a particular time, but, you know, as you get older and wiser and listening right. to somebody else telling you, or, man, crash, I crashed before, so, man, it wakes you up, you know, I can tell somebody,
oh, yeah,
listen,
definitely.
Sam, not to cut you off, this Raylo, the brother that's on the line. What's your name, bro?
Hey, it's Bruce, man.
Bruce? Hey, on that Coles County, I done been to Coles County a couple times. My opinion, mm-hmm. by me being around this so long, I done been up there about two of those 20 grand foot brake races they have.
Yeah.
I done raced up there before, me and my brothers. To get a grudge crowd up there, it would be a good thing. With what I think you would have to do, you would have to bring it to them slowly, like with 20 cars, or bring it to them gradually, you know, and let them know that, you know, it's not that bad. It's just a different type of racing. Because down there,
right.
That'd be something that'd shock them, man. That'd be like the kids that be at the track. Because when they was looking at us, like you said, you're the only brother. We was the only brothers there when we came down there at the foot brake race. Looking at us like, black people race, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Black people got fast cars, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I think you would have to introduce it to them slowly, not come with a big crowd of 41 people all at once.
Right. Well, I got drag them coming
down.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Right. I got a couple commitments for brothers that's going to come down for my picnic and race day. And like I say, my biggest issue was trying to get them to turn the damn clocks off, because this is, you know, clock kills them, you know, so they say, well, we'll make, you know, let them a couple of hits. Maybe they can run into the 3:30, which we ain't going to announce the time out the back door, but we will announce the, you know, the 3:30 mark. You know, it's something that he's stuck on this clock issue to where, you know, he's saying, well, I wonder what the hell, you know, people going to be saying in the stands. You know, he's trying to cater to a crowd. I said, well, hell, you ain't catering to about 30 people, because you're not drawing in a big crowd, because I race the same people every week. At the awards banquet, the same person wins the points every year. You know, I'm not a bracket racer. You know, I'm all out and shit. I'm never going to win any money down here because, you know, I'm always, to the flow. So I'm not going to pump the brakes trying to, you know, slow down so I don't break out, you know?
If you get something going, I'll come down and help. I know a handful of guys down there. Me and my brothers.
Right, because even Charlie and them, you know, a lot of the guys that used to race down there, Crazy Charlie and all them guys, you know,
I know him personally.
Drag them, like I say, man, those are my mentors, you know, Drag, Larry, Lee, and all them guys, man, and I you know, respect them to the fullest. And when I call, you know, for some aid and assist, you know, they get on the phone and they holler. So what I wanted to ask, you know, is anybody that ever ran down there or interested in bringing something like that to our track, you know, Coles County Dragway, it's in Charleston, Illinois, is on, you know, on they had a website, and maybe, you know, send them a couple, you know, emails or something, or a comments on the track that there's an interest. And like I say, Larry spoke, you know, to the man for about an hour and a half, and at the end of the day, we still couldn't get the clocks off. You know what I'm saying? Just on the exhibition. He told me, he said, well, man, let us run in between the rounds. You know, we just want to make a couple of hits and, you know, see if the track can hold, you know, and the possibility, man, for revenue here, you know, with a grudge event, man, it's phenomenal compared to what we're used to getting down here.
The track can hold. Ask me. They got some good tracks down there. The track is going to be biting. I can tell you that now. A good track.
Okay.
You know, so I think, you know.
Well, we're going
to
have to try to.
Let me say something.
We're going to have to try to get something going down there, Bruce.
Yeah.
Who is that?
If he's just looking, this money. I want to say, if he's looking at the situation where we up at 41 and everybody's doing a lot of hollering and screaming and stuff, and he thinks that it's going to be some type of violence going on down there, why don't you show him the other side? Like the situation where Raylo had the big event where all the drag racers that were out there hooping and hollering was actually fellowshipping together at his event that he had out there in Dalton. Since he's looking at one side of it on YouTube, show him the other side. We just, like you said,
right,
we know a lot of
he went on
and all that, but if he could see that these same guys that's doing the fussing and hollering is also the same guys that's getting dressed and coming out and breaking bread with each other, maybe that'll soften the blow so he'll realize, hey, these ain't just a lot of knuckleheads with fast cars. These is actually
and, you know,
working
and that's what
guys,
I was
trying
to explain to him.
Guys.
I said, you know, none of us racers can control of who show up, you know, to spectate. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody has any control of that. But what I can tell you is that's your track. It's your rules. You know what I'm saying? Nobody on the line. It's nobody on the line. You know that. You know you run your track how you run it. But to say the element in so many words, I knew what he was talking about. But you know,
yeah,
like I say, there's a lot of positive. Like I told myself, I've been to 100 grudge matches and I've only seen one fight. You know, and that had nothing to do with the races. It was somebody else betting. But like I told myself, we have controversy down there at our track among the white racers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't get into no physical thing, but they have disagreements, too. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we all drag racers. We all have the same passion for racing. We got families, jobs, and there we go, too. We're the same people.
All right. Well, maybe Bruce, you just have to see that other side.
That's right. Well, man, Bruce, let me keep going. I got a couple more hands up, but man, that's something interesting to look into. Like Brother Money say, man, it's all kinds of video on Ray Lowe's party.
Right.
Not just that, but I mean, it's a lot of interviews and so forth and so on that you can actually show him. You can go to clocksoff.com. A lot of that stuff is on Clocks Off.
Right. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I was at Ray Lowe's party, you know, and I told him about all the old, you know, US 30, Oswego, Great Lakes, you know, and all the track, you know, guys that was there. And it wasn't just black, you know, people. It was brothers, you know, white guys, you know, and everybody respected each other and had one common interest, and that's drag racing.
That's right. Okay. Well, man, I appreciate you calling in and giving us that, man.
Okay. I'm a mute. I'm going to stay. I'm going to listen.
Okay, for sure. 773-2322. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Big Sham? This is Big Ray, man. Just calling in and support the show, brother.
Hey, what's going on, Big Ray?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, everything good, brother.
Oh,
everything is good.
Hey, that track you're talking about down there in Charleston, that track that you see on Highway 57, you going down south, you can see it like on Exit 71. Is that the one?
No, this one is at Charleston, Mattoon. Yeah, the one you're talking about is Benton.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's Benton Dragway all the way down there. Yeah, far south. That's southern Illinois. We're in central Illinois.
Oh, I-57. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I-57 down there at Benton. That's Benton. Yeah, this one is Coles County. It's like about a mile and a half off the interstate, off of 57.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got a large little street scene, you know, in Champaign. A lot of them guys are running turbo cars, you know. But they don't have a. They go up to 41.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're trying to get an event down here, you know, with some street, you know, some grudge matches, you know. I just think it'd be a good form, especially for all the brothers that's coming down, you know, coming up from down south. You know, shit, they'd rather stop at that track rather than go all the way, you know, to 41.
Okay.
Hey, Bruce, how far is that from the Windy?
Oh, about 2.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about 2.5. Yeah, I'd say 2:45, yeah, because like I said, some of my club members from up there coming down here to run with me too, so, yeah, Po' Boy Drag Racing, that's the name of my club there.
Okay. All right, well, let me keep going. I'm gonna write your number down. I'm going to give you a call, Bruce.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Okay. Motown, your mic is open. Hello, Motown 721. Excuse me. Hello, Motown 721.
I'm sorry, you there, Big Sham?
Yeah, I'm here.
Calling in. I was here last week and talked with you for a minute on here, and I'm back again supporting your show.
Okay.
Maybe looking for a little bit of pity from everybody. I still got my car on the road waiting on a silly bracket. But anyway, trying to help out your other caller, Bruce. You know, a lot of people are starting to do things for the it's a charity called Wounded Warriors. These are all the soldiers and veterans that were wounded in action. But they do all kinds of things with charity, and that's a great way to get your name out there and show that you can do good things, whether it be the Grudge Racers, donate 10% of the pot back and donate it to Wounded Warriors or something to that effect, you know. But any kind of good stigma that you can put on the event that you're doing to bring the right light the very first time will go a lot further than bringing out a bunch of chaos that he's already going to be scared over.
I hear you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Motown.
That's definitely an idea. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Thanks, Big Sham. I'm going to mute my mic.
Oh, no doubt. The Hulk, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on,
bro? Man, Eastside Stranglers. How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just listening in.
Yeah, we, man, we all over the place tonight. We, having some good stuff here.
Don't get a chance to mention about the party too, Shannon.
Yeah, go on and tell them about it since you're on the line. Go ahead. You know what? I'm sorry. I surely forgot. Go on and tell them about what y'all got going.
Okay. Well, on June 6th, and a pre-drag racing party for all the racers coming from out of town, just west Chicago, west side, south side, east side. We are having a party to celebrities. That's 2020 East 83rd. Ralph South Chicago and Jeff meet up. That's June 6th. From 8 until. So if you're interested in showing up and fellowshipping, you can come. You know, if you come with your race car from out of town, we got parking for trailers, security and everything like that. So that'd be June 6th. That's Eastside Stranglers.
Y'all heard it. That's right down South Chicago. The new Celebrity Lounge. The Eastside Stranglers, that Friday before my race, June the 6th, 8 until.
Free food and raffles.
Okay. That's what's up.
Hey, Big Sam.
Yeah.
Sam. Hey,
yeah.
Is the track going to be open, like, for people who come from out of town, like, say, like, they come the night before, are they going to be coming to the track?
Camping, or leaving
that
car there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You have to let me know so I can make arrangements for it. You can. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, if anybody wants to, just let me know or let Leroy know, and yeah, I can make arrangements for that to happen. No problem. Yeah. Okay, well, man, all these mics are open. There's a lot of people listening. It's actually supposed to be a gang-banging Thursday since we're so close to June 7th. Is it any call-outs? Any call-outs? I know Ground and Pound, they always getting called out, but Al from GQ Racing, if you're on the line, press the one button. Oh, let me say this. Let me say this right now. If these people call me one more time, can anybody please? There is an LTD with a small block, full interior, full exhaust, with a flat hood, all steel car, with a small block on nitrous. They are trying to lock in anybody that looks similar to them, any photo. As a matter of fact, they if anybody's online that can get the Cadillac online, what's that boy name with the Cadillac? Oh my goodness. Help me out,
Lawrence.
Y'all. Lawrence. If y'all know Lawrence, get him online. They want to lock Lawrence in too. Well, that's they said, Lawrence. They said the Fleetwood, the big white Cadillac. Anybody with a photo, that's streetable that look anywhere similar to them, they're trying to lock you in for June the 7th. Could anybody lock them people in, please? I'm tired of them
they
calling me.
They got a photo of what, Big Sam?
They got a photo LTD. It's a LTD. Four LTD with a small block on nitrous. Full interior car, radio, full exhaust with a little tire on it. I'm assuming 28 or 275, one of them. If anybody can lock them people in, could you please lock them in? They trying to go. Let me see. Who is this? Excuse me. Did they just call 217-7789? Your mic is open.
Yeah, I think we got this. And I got cut off. I just logged back in. I got on mute. I'm going to hang around the show, man. This is Bruce.
Okay, Bruce. Let's see. Anybody else? Hello? Y'all don't be quiet on me now. Who was that? Vaz talking?
Yeah, Big Shad, that was me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got a photo.
That was me.
What, you like that?
Yeah, sure. You know what I got by photo, though.
Well, I mean, it don't. What you got? Let them know. Maybe they might try. They might want to say something foolish.
You know what, Sam? Let us check that car down this weekend, and then we gonna see. You know what I'm saying? Let us see how that motherfucker run with the nitrous, and then we might lock the bed next Thursday on the radio.
Okay. Sounds
we good.
Huh?
We finna do a little testing and tuning on it, then. We might lock them in.
Okay. I just want anybody. If anybody can get in contact with Lawrence, they say they'll lock Lawrence in too.
I got Mr. Lawrence. I'm finna try to call him. I'm finna jump
out.
Give me a
second. Yeah, call him and tell him to call into the show. See if he want to play with
him. Yeah, I just text him. So hopefully he'll call back pretty quick.
Okay. Who else? Is Ground and Pound on the line? If you're on the line, press the one button, please. Is Al on this line? Press the one button. Huh?
What do for that?
I don't know if he want to play with him.
Okay. Okay. Just tell them to come. They're going to have some action.
Because Buford ain't got no nitrous. This car got nitrous on it. I ain't even trying to argue the fact with them. He ain't got no nitrous on it.
Okay. Well, my fault. I thought he had nitrous. My fault, Shad.
No. Anybody else? Oh, hello. 773-1870. Your mic is open. 773.
What's going down, Big Sam?
What up? Who this?
This Tommy Gunn, baby.
What's up, Tommy? What's up, baby?
You got it, baby. I'm hanging in there just listening and supporting, brother, you know?
Man, that's what's up. That is what's up.
Thank
what you know good? How you looking?
Man, we looking good over here. Big Bertha
look
ready.
Good.
That on kill.
Ooh,
man, we looking good.
Man, I can't wait
for
the race.
GQ Racing, man. Where he at, man?
Ooh. Oh, let me look at these people and see. Al GQ. Man, that's what I want to hear. Looking for a number here, Tommy. Hold on. Okay, here it is. What's this boy? Todd, you're on the line. Press the one button. Oh, sure.
I know you listening because you're talking mess on the phone. There you go. Hello?
What's going on?
What's up, brother? How you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Man, I heard you, y'all boys from Minnesota. If you could you please put your phone on mic if you ain't talking. I heard you, you boys from Minnesota came up here and tried to do a little something last weekend while I was gone.
Yes.
Y'all was putting on a little show. What happened? Can you let us know what happened?
We tried Mike and Clay with their cutlass, and they whooped us. And we raised skin, and the tree didn't come down right, so that was a no-go, too. So we're going to try to come back on the 7th.
All right. Sounds like the plan.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can somebody please tell GQ Al that Tommy's looking for him? I just text him. Wait a minute. Let me get him on the line for you, Tommy. I want to see what he going to say. He around here talking a lot of stuff.
I so appreciate it, Sam. He was talking real jazzy, man, when he had that little trend. You better believe he done fixed that boy.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on.
Super crazy at the track Saturday.
What?
You'd have thought he went down track and went goddamn 8-0 on the motor.
Oh, he ain't answering the line. He ain't answering me right
you
now.
You do what, Tommy? Tommy, wait a minute. Tommy, you gonna do what to that boy?
Man, we going to the jungle. We'll make love to him.
Man, that man say
you ain't gonna make love to him. You gonna gang rape his ass. man, good lord.
Oh,
keep
wait a minute.
His nitrous back on.
630-1551. Your mic is open. Who was that?
Big Sham. Man, Q put on a goddamn show out there. That's all he did. He put on a show.
What'd he do, Daddy?
Man, he was out there hollering at Tommy. Tommy was sitting on the wall. He made goddamn Tommy jump on top of the wall and get out of his body. Tommy was like, man.
Tommy, why he wouldn't go, Tommy? Why he wouldn't go? I know Tommy told him let go.
Tommy told him
no,
he
had a trans leak, Tim.
And that boy GQ put on a clown show for real.
Oh my goodness.
He
just went crazy.
Like combing his hair and shit.
No, he ain't have no mirror like Morris Day, did he?
Hey, listen, Tommy was so mad. Tommy was looking around like, is any duct tape so I can take my transmission up with his ass? Tommy was, he was putting on a show.
Oh, I know he was smoking. Ooh-wee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, he Pretty Boy Floyd, you know, he just gonna, he swear he the roughest thing since Bob Glidden. I just don't understand where he get that from, but he swear he the baddest thing smoking right now. So I sure was trying to get him on this line. Oh, my goodness, I want him on this line. Somebody didn't call him out.
Oh, Sam, and guess who else put on the show? Guess
Ooh.
Who else put on the show? The goddamn driver put on the show.
Oh, my. I know good and well he ain't put on no show.
Did he, Danny? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
He put on a show. He put on a show out there.
I ain't got his number. I'll call him, too. Who got his number? Because I ain't got his number. Can somebody call him and get him on the line?
The driver put on the show.
Wait a minute. Who was that? Are you kidding me? Um,
Man, I'm trying to wait around on him to call, y'all. I got all y'all mics open. Anybody got something to say? I'm gonna keep it going for the next few. I'm trying to let y'all have y'all say. What is this? Uh-oh, wait a minute. What is this?
Hey, who was driving this car's wrong?
You talking about GQ
yep.
Racing? Yes, I am.
Yes,
that's what I'm
all
talking
right,
about, GQ Racing.
Let me see wrong
wait a minute. Somebody looking for you on this show. Can you call into the show? Somebody looking for you on the show. Can you call into the show? Call in right now. They looking for you. All right. There you go. You should be calling in. In 1 second. He's supposed to race Leon at the Grove. What? Oh, I'm going to let him tell that.
When that race supposed to go down, Sam?
Saturday. It's supposed to go on at the Grove Saturday. From what this text is telling me. Yeah.
Sam, you probably looking at Chef a text from last year.
No, they texting me right now. They say he's supposed to race Leon Saturday at the Grove. What? Oh my
Leon
goodness!
Pin his ears together.
Ooh,
they talking about with that Chevelle though, Leon Brothers.
Yep,
Chevelle.
That's exactly what he said. Yes, sir.
They gonna pin his ears together.
Ooh wee. Where you at, Al?
I can't
call
think
in,
of nobody.
Uh oh, is this you? Al, is that you?
That's GQ.
What's up, GQ?
What's going on?
Man, somebody called your name. I had to text you to get you on here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, here I am.
Hello?
Hello?
Wait a minute. Where is he at? Hey, Tommy.
Go ahead, Shane.
GQ on the line.
What up, Tommy? What up?
I'm ready. You going to the Grove?
When? Saturday?
Yes, sir.
I was thinking about it. What's up?
That's good. Okay, we're going to do that race. I'm gonna give you the break at the back door. Motor the motor.
Okay. All right. That's what you want to do?
Then you say what now?
You said that's what you want to do?
Yeah. Then you said you were gonna twist it on, turn it on. You were gonna give me the break. I like that too.
I would not be able to do that the same day.
Okay, no problem.
All right, is we clear on that?
Yep, for sure we are.
Well, you are set up to be fucked up.
Okay, all right. It sounds like a plan.
Yeah, you know. But the only thing is, Tommy, can you send me your number? So can you send me your number so I can talk to you off the air?
Surely can. Surely can. I'll get it to you ASAP.
Huh?
I'll get it to you ASAP. No problem, GQ.
Okay, yeah, I need to talk to you.
All right, no problem.
Okay. Sam.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
As much as we gonna be
ready. Y'all ready
yeah.
for this? Y'all ready for this on the 7th?
Yeah.
All right. I just want y'all to understand, man. It's all love and drag racing. It ain't love and basketball. It's love and drag racing.
Uh huh.
I just don't want y'all to be angry at me, okay?
Why would we be angry with you?
Y'all asked for this, and I'm gonna accommodate y'all. I am GQ Racing Enterprises.
Uh huh.
The one and only. The
okay.
one and only. There's no other
and
person
you,
like me on the drag race scene. I'm
okay.
GQ Racing, man. And all the motherfuckers that keep asking, am I a singer? Till I'm going to sing their ass through them pipes.
And you say, I'm trying to figure out, you said that to say what to me? What are you referring to me?
I'm just saying, I you know what? I'm just, you know, you talking slick? You ain't talking slick. You are humble, aren't you?
I'm just trying to get a understanding of what you're trying to say to me.
I just need you to stay sham, stay humble, all right? I don't want you to get no heat under your collar because I might have to do something to you. You know what I'm saying?
What are you referring to, sir?
I'm gonna make that pretty ass colors y'all got look sick on the set.
Well, we locked in. Ain't nothing to talk about.
I'm woofing.
Oh, you woofing?
Yeah, fuck. We ain't gonna sugarcoat this shit. I'm woofing. Fuck.
All I can say is
on this line. I like this. Y'all talking that gangster, boy.
Shut up,
stand up, boy.
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I'm going to race every motherfucker that I feel like is sitting like me, man. And some motherfuckers like Cadillac with that Camaro and all that shit, big time cars, all that shit, I'm going to try y'all because I just don't really feel like y'all shit. That's all.
Oh, I love you, boy. You know you on the list, man.
You know,
I'm going to slap you
up like
that.
You know,
I'm going to baptize
you,
sir.
I ain't
going to
let no
motherfucker
fuck
you.
Man,
boy,
I ain't
going to
let no
motherfucker. I'm going to baptize you and drag you and put my foot on your neck. I'm going to put my foot on your neck, boy.
Hey, I ain't going to let. I ain't going to let no motherfucker that ain't been racing. Whoop me and shit.
Boy, you know what? You know what, DQ? I like you, boy. I'm going to blow your back out, though. I'm going to blow your back out.
Okay. Man,
that's
I ain't going to let
DQ.
No.
Hey, DQ, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't saying that, DQ. Only thing I'm going to do, take care of that. I'm going to let that metal take care of that business. That's all. Ain't no whooping.
Right.
It's coming down, baby.
Right.
And when I knock you off, I want you to bow down, boy. Kiss that ring. Come kiss that skin like that Cadillac.
Hey, man, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I'm treating your race like the motherfucking president inaugural. I'm flying family in. I'm flying family in. You understand what I'm saying? You ought to be on. Hey, Sham, you going to like what you see from GQ Racing at your event. You talking about support. Oh, goddamn. I might just even pay for the whole show. Fuck you. You understand
boy,
me?
Boy, I like you,
man,
boy. You're talking good,
I'm flying motherfuckers in. I ordered T-shirts for them and motherfucking thing. This shit going to be, hey, I got my camera crew coming, too.
Hey, Al, I just want to know one thing, Al. I want you to be able to take it like you're giving it. Because when I cut that W on it, I want you to still have that smile. But you still come get something to eat now. You come get something to eat. You're welcome, bro.
Do you know I pay my dentist top dollar to keep this smile the way it is? What would I have?
I'm finna crack your grill, boy. I'm gonna crack your grill. I'm gonna make you bag down. I'm gonna bag you down, boy.
Hey, Cadillac, do you know I mack my wife down with my smile? I didn't even open my mouth. I just smiled at her. Man.
Hey,
and
look
she just
here.
Happened to be the one.
Oh, boy, that's DJ. I love that boy.
This is the South Side.
This is what Red Racing is about, man. Having a good time talking to Trash.
What you say, Sham?
I say this is the South Side versus the West Side, and it's us against the whole entire world. June 7th.
Oh, my bad, G. I didn't even, you know what? See, reading is fundamental. Hey. I didn't even read the plugger. I was just interested in making sure my name was on that motherfucker, right? So, pardon my ignorance. Hey, look. Pardon my ignorance. Fuck the West Side. I wish them motherfuckers would.
Hey, They is talking so, hey, I'm getting call after call. They gang banging. They talking about they going to whoop the South Side. All this foolishness. Long Island Joe just got on the show talking crazy about they coming up here to whoop on everybody from up here. I mean, really? And then you come on here and you talking, you know, reckless to me, talking about what you going to do to Rough Raven. I'm trying to have a clear understanding of what's going to happen this day.
Hey, you know what? I apologize for my ignorance, okay? I am a gentleman and a scholar, okay? Let's get that situated, right?
Okay.
I have class, I'm going class. I apologize for that shit. I'm on another level. Cadillac, shut the fuck up. Hey,
watch your mouth, boy. You bag down, boy. Hold on. You get yourself in order. Number one, when you hear me on the mic, you bag up, boy. We're going to take care of West Side, and we take care of West Side. I'm coming at you, boy.
Who is this?
Yeah, this Chuck Sam. What's up?
What's up, Chuck?
Ain't nothing going on. First off, tell Junior and them we ain't bringing the Cadillac out this year.
Okay.
So they could stop looking for that.
Okay.
And Cadillac Joe, you got your car ready?
Man, it's looking good, baby.
No,
it's
you don't.
Good.
Okay.
It's looking good. When I'm there, I told you. You say I got everything in drivers. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go up in you, boy. I'm going to blow you out. I'm going to blow you out, Chuck.
Let's do it Saturday. Let's do it Saturday.
We ain't going to do it Saturday. We ain't going to do it this Saturday. You might
blow
it up in
jail, Chuck. Shut up.
Hey, Chuck, what I just tell you, I'm tired of you,
what
boy.
What I told you.
Back yourself down. Hold on. I'm going at the west side right now. You can wait. If you there, you can get out.
Where?
We going at the west side right now.
If I'm where? If I'm where?
If you had 41.
Let's lock it in then. I'll bring my car.
I ain't got to lock nothing in, Cat. You just show up,
yes,
man.
Yes, you do. Because I ain't bringing my car, but
I ain't got to show up with nothing.
Hey,
Chuck,
I think you should bring your little car, man. Step up.
Hey,
why you keep trying to run them little cars?
When you say that,
hey Chuck,
see,
I think you should put it on the premises.
Yeah, that's when you say lock in right there. That's to ensure that it's gonna happen. That's what that's when lock in come in the play. I believe right there. That's a good lock in right
ducking,
there.
Man.
You should put it on the premises.
Now there you go. Now that's good old school teaching. Tell them what lock in means. Make sure that shit gonna happen.
Wait and see like me.
And see if you like
I ain't locking in nothing until I get that from the white man. When the white man put it in my house, and I ain't studying none of y'all.
That
I'm 1433. Get out.
I don't need no help. I got him.
So that's Shirley from Downey old car, so you gotta get it back from Shirley
Motown.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck. Cadillac a short coat. I'll handle him, okay?
I want you to have the me.
Handle him with this motherfucking street car.
I'll show you how I'm gonna handle you.
Please stop it. That ain't no street car. You stop that lie. That's a lie. Don't lie.
I'm just saying, he's talking about racing.
No, don't be saying, don't be.
Hey. My time is
street talking. You ain't got to stop him, man. Let him keep saying he got a street car. I'm going to show him a street car.
I'm going to
show him a color. I'm going to run around him. If I don't run around him, my name ain't Cadillac.
That nigga named Hyundai.
Ain't no Saturn. That's okay. Ain't no Saturn here, player. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Because you ain't nothing, boy. I'm telling you.
What's going on, J.K.? You ain't
nothing, boy. You ain't nothing, boy.
Tell him, Hugo. Tell him.
Okay, let me close this here.
Hey, Big Sam.
Yes, sir.
Big Sam.
Yeah.
What time do the museum besides the industry open tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Okay. Is it open tomorrow?
I think so.
Because, you know, they got a lot of dinosaurs and stuff out of there, so you got to, you know, go get them up out of there.
I think it's open. What you going to get out of there?
You're going to get that dinosaur out of there.
Oh, my goodness. Cadillac Joe, they say you a Volkswagen, a Hyundai, they own you like a cheap suit, and
man,
you won't
you know
lock
what,
in.
Man,
They say you won't lock in.
Hey, I ain't gonna lock in. I'm not locking in nothing. I get my car at the shop, man. I ain't locking in nothing. When it's time
you
for me to lock in,
car?
I'm gonna lock in. I don't need to borrow
you
no
borrow
car.
Car.
I don't need to borrow
you
no car to run you, man. I don't need to borrow a fast car. I don't need to do that.
How long it take to fix the car?
Hey, man, no worry about how long it take it. It's yours ready. That's all that you could be worried about. As long as yours ready. When man get ready, I'm ready. I run my car when I want to. Remember that.
Next year.
If it's next year, it's next year, player. But you know what? I don't need to race none of y'all. You understand? Y'all brought it to me. I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to put you on the platter, boy. I'm going to put all you boys on the platter. You got a 14s, you got 28s, whatever you got, 29, I'm knocking your head off. You heard it from me.
Tell her.
Look, I ain't looking for you.
I want you to see me, though. Hey. I want you to see me, boy. Hey. I'm going to put this thing on your back, boy. I'm going to put this thing on your back. You tell me what it was like, boy. You're going to be down, boy.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Wake up with this dream.
Well, you ain't got this dream, man. You ain't got a car ready yet. What's your car ready?
This is what I do.
I bring it.
I'm
trying to listen. I know.
Hey,
when I see at the track, boy,
come
to see at the track.
If it's God's will, next Saturday, come to 7. I'll be there. That on my
hey,
trailer.
Hey,
we'll be there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Terrio, a real grudge racer want to holler at you, Terrio. Hey, Cadillac, shut up.
Who's that?
But listen,
man, don't be
Terrio.
Now, you shut up, man. Hey,
I'm saying
spread
shut
up,
man.
Hey, man, spread up. Hold on. I'm telling you about your lipping, boy. I'm fat, you know,
hey, Cadillac.
Now you won't drive your own car.
Hey, Cadillac, I worry too much.
I'm driving my car.
Shut your ass up.
Man, you shut your ass down, boy. Sit down on your stomach.
Hey,
sit down on your hands, boy.
Hey, Cadillac.
No, you better not move.
Yes, sir.
No, Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
hey, Terrio, can you make
that's a
that
sucker
noise?
Right there. That's a sucker.
Terrio, can you make that noise?
Sit down on your stomach, sidewalk. Sit down on your sidewalk.
That's what I wish you'd do.
I ain't do nothing.
Terrio, can you make that noise?
You
ain't racist.
You ain't racist.
You
ain't racist.
You ain't racist. You ain't racist. You ain't racist.
Terrio.
This son of a bitch ain't racist. You ain't racist. Why is he even having a conversation? Hey, Sham.
Because he wishes.
You need to
raise more
fans
than you. Hey, I don't raise more fans than you.
Hey, Sham. You need to follow him on that show, man. He ain't raced in the double digits. He started in all the
places.
He ain't raced
in all the places. I tell you what, since you talking like that, I bet you won't get in your car and race me. I go to the chassis man and get my car right now and race you. And race you. That's how much I think about you.
You ain't finna do shit.
You ain't gonna do nothing, sidewalk. Sidewalk, lay down on your stomach, sidewalk.
Hey,
put something in your mouth, sidewalk. Matter of fact, put something in your mouth, sidewalk.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Cadillac.
Your name ain't no J-Boo. What you say, J-Boo?
Stop trying to overcome me, Cadillac.
In your mouth, boy.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
I swear. They, hey, y'all are arguing, and he never going to lock a race in. You might as well stop arguing.
You talking about Cadillac, right? He ain't going to do nothing.
Hey, is anybody...
Wait a minute, Sheriff. Hold on, Sheriff. Hold on, Sheriff. Now, you're going to run a nerve now, Sheriff. You don't tell me what I ain't going to do, Sheriff. I told you, boy, you can get locked in right now, Sheriff. You can get locked in right now with your spot, Sheriff.
I ain't
saying
you. Hey,
man, let me tell you, get on these nuts, boy.
Boy,
get on these shit, boy.
They gonna lock your ass up, man.
Hey, who is this? Look at my, hold on. 708-1764. Hold on, y'all.
Take your time.
Who is this? 708-1764. Who is this?
Act like you want to lock in, Sheriff.
Wait a minute. Lock in with what?
Wait a minute.
What? What'd you say?
I said, bag your mouth up. Let's lock on the race with me and you, Sheriff. With your
with
car.
What? With what?
With whatever car. Whatever that car is, whatever you got over there. That
okay,
but
well, what car? What car you got?
What car? I got my Camaro.
I'm not in your car.
I ain't talking about my blue Camaro either.
What Camaro you talking about?
I'm talking about my blue Camaro. I got a 91 Camaro. Yes, sir. So do.
A 91 Camaro.
Yes, sir.
I ain't never seen the car, so how can I lock the car in? I'm not locking
it,
no car I ain't never seen.
But, Sheriff, you going to tell me when I ain't going to lock in? I'll lock that car
I
in with you.
You've been huffing and puffing for a while now, and you ain't locked in thus far, so you're
not
locking in.
Hey,
so why y'all arguing?
What you mean I ain't locked in, Sheriff?
The man came, Chuck came on here and said lock in. You wouldn't lock him in. The other boy say lock in. You won't lock in. So what you talking about?
I told you, Sheriff. I got a car locked in.
Go
my car
in
right now with is not ready, Sheriff. That's what
I just
said.
I ain't never seen the car you talking about. So why would I lock
you
in?
You ain't seen it, so don't tell me what I won't do. I got something for all of y'all.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. Yeah.
Hey, he got Warren Johnson on top.
Hold on. Somebody needs to find that. Hold on.
Damn, this motherfucker look good, G.
Okay, go ahead. What, 708-1764. Who is this?
Hey, Sam, we got all the dinosaur cars. Shirley Modelli and Warren Johnson.
Yeah, good luck. Hey, listen, I got exactly 2 minutes left. So y'all need to do whatever y'all going to do in these last 2 minutes.
Hey, Sam, hey, Joe, is Baby Boy your driver for your cars? He gone.
Hold on.
No, he mad
773. 3625, your mic is open. Who is
What's
that?
What's up, Al? What's going on, boy?
Hey,
who
that? Terrell.
This is Terrell.
Keep me out of that
what's
shit,
up?
Man. Keep me out of that
what's
shit,
good?
Man. On the real, Joe. Cadillac, my man. You know him, my man.
Baby
keep
boy.
Me out of
Baby, I heard you was his driver. I thought you was driving. They said you was
that,
driving
bro.
Cadillac, man.
Y'all talk to Cadillac Joe. Y'all don't
say you
don't
was
put
driving
my name in nothing.
They said you were driving for Cadillac, man.
You know I ain't got no car. Leave me alone. If I show up,
no,
car,
you
know,
Terrell,
you
he said leave
Cadillac
him alone.
Car,
man.
Saying, Terrell, why you keep messing with me? And then the killer part about me, you told him to come somewhere, then you weren't even there, sucker.
Get those marshmallows out your mouth, man. swallow those marshmallows in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Y'all are funny, man. Yes, sir.
Hey, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bruce. Hey, I'm going to sign off, man. Give me a holler when you can, you know, so we can finish talking on that.
Okay, I got your number. I'm gonna call you, Bruce. Okay.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Okay, we got 1 minute left, y'all.
Okay. Hey, look, Cadillac Joe gonna get locked up for impersonating the drag racer. Y'all need to get him straight on that shit, man. That
hey, you know what? I tell you what, you lock me up, boy. You lock up these nuts. What you do? Lock up these nuts.
Boy, y'all are funny. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. 205-5133. Your mic is open. Who is this?
This is Sam.
What's up? Who this?
It's Sleepy, man.
What's up, Sleepy?
Man,
hold
you
on,
got a good show, man. I ain't never laughed hard in my life, man. What's going on, folks?
Hold on. Who is this? 708-0303. Your mic is over. Who is that?
You're saying we jump at it? Oh, you jump at it?
You jump at this straight to 12 volts.
Who is this?
You got 12.5 volts at the connector that plugs into
the car.
Oh, I want to talk.
There's somebody working on their raggedy-ass race car.
No, that's the museum.
Cadillac, let me just tell y'all this one more time. These people got an LTD with a small block on nitrous, full dress, full exhaust, full interior, with a radio in it. They trying to lock somebody in. Al, that sounds like your action. I ain't trying to put nothing on you, but
Al, you
gangbanging.
Al,
you gangbanging.
Hey,
I just want to put that out there to you.
Hey, this GQ Racing. Go everybody talk at one time. I got etiquette, and I want y'all to have etiquette too, okay? So who is talking to me?
I'm talking to you, this big chef. I'm talking to everybody
all
on this line.
I don't want all this noise and shit, man. Is it confusing? Okay.
Everybody on this line.
It's a T-Bird.
It's a LTD.
It's a T-Bird.
Huh?
You talking about the LTD with Beano now?
I don't know
who
it is. I just know the LTD.
Fuck him up like a car crash, man.
Ooh.
I don't give a fuck about the LTD. I'll beat the hell off they motherfucking ass with that bullshit.
Oh, well, they trying to lock in. That's what they trying to do for June 7th.
Here's the deal, though. You said you're going to put on a
spectacle, and they trying to put on one, too.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm not racing on nitrous on the 7th. I'm on the motor.
Oh, okay.
So I can't accommodate them. But you tell them son of a motherfuckers that the very week after that, they can meet me at 41. I'm going to beat the shit out of them on spray. Fuck them.
Okay. They just might be listening. I'm just putting it out there. They keep calling and they keep texting me.
Yeah. But you know what, Sham? They might be listening, but when I hang up with you, I'm going to call them motherfuckers.
Oh, okay. Well, you got their number. Go on and call
them. Yeah, I'm going to call them. I want everybody on this air to know GQ Racing ain't ducking shit that look like him. And fuck you, Cadillac. You're going to get your ass locked up if you keep on acting like you a drag racer, nigga.
Nigga, I'm going to tell you, you better stop impersonating, boy. You ain't no GQ, nigga.
Listen, I didn't let y'all go too many times with the N-word. Y'all, come on now. You got to stop that. You can't use the N-word on this show.
I'm going to call him a ninja.
I'll do it.
You motherfucking ninja.
Yeah. Y'all are retarded. Okay, I got 45 seconds left. Let me go through my announcements, y'all. June 7th.
man. No Limit Raceway. myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy. Y'all already heard it. You get there, be there, or be square. The Motor City Mafia. Lil Tony, Slouch, and the Motor City Mafia. The Midwest Grudge Nationals, July 26th at 131. Biz, July 19th at Anaconda Dragway in Michigan. Vaz, June 28th, Albany, Georgia. Him and Bobby Wildchild. August 2nd is Donye at Cordova. August 3rd is Big Drag at Byron. And August 9th is Peso and Wayne thus far. Go to clocksoff.com. You can find out everything that you want to see about Grudge Racing on clocksoff.com. I got well, let me let them say what they want to say. I got a few seconds left. 847.
Eastside Strangler is June 6th. Eastside Strangler, June 6th.
June 6th, the party is going down. June 6th at the new celebrity on 83rd in South Chicago. June the 6th, that's Friday night before the race. 847-4139, your mic open.
Hey, Sham, just wanted to say hi to everybody and enjoyed the show, man. I'm back on mute.
Oh, I appreciate you, Mark. All right, y'all, until next Thursday.
Hey, Big Sam.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Big Sam, this Vibes. I got my flyers for that race, so I'm going to bring you some tomorrow.
Okay, for sure. I'm at the shop all day.
Hey,
okay.
Baby Boy, throw all those marshmallows in your mouth.
Until next Thursday.
Hey, Terrell, anybody that's not coming to the party,